Egypt Air Flight 804, Egyptian officials saying they found the wreckage from the plane, including life jackets. The investigation team still searching for other items from the plane that went missing while flying from Paris to Cairo late last night with 66 aboard. Egypt's aviation minister says there's a huge possibility that a terrorist attack caused the disappearance rather than a mechanical issue. And the flight's disappearance comes after a number of deadly incidents involving Egypt Air. Now, of course, the most important thing here is the loss of life. But this will reverberate through the business world as well. Let's bring in business journalist Ali Velshi in New York. Hi, Ali.
Hey, Robin. Another sad event. Far too many of these in the last couple of years.
Right. We remember in March, an Egypt Air flight was hijacked by a man who was wearing what turned out to be fake explosives. He diverted that flight to Cyprus to see an ex-wife. That's a story that ended well, but as you say, others didn't. Tell us about other Egypt Air flights.
Well, Egypt Air has had a bit of a spotty history. That one sort of didn't count because it was an unusual diversion. But Egypt Air has had a number of incidents in the last several years. One of them, in fact, when you think about Egypt Air, 2 months ago it had that event, no deaths there. But in 1999, you will probably remember a New York-bound flight. It was out of New York, bound for Cairo. It crashed off the coast of Nantucket, killing 217 people on board. Now, generally speaking, of the last nine major aircraft events, starting with Malaysia Airlines Flight 370, only the other one that we just talked about has been Egypt Air.
Yeah. No, it's an airline that's state-owned. So how's it doing financially, and are there questions about how it's managed?
Well, it's doing poorly financially, but there are a few reasons for that. Number one, even if you run an airline very well, it's actually a hard thing to make money on. Number two, Egypt generally, since the Arab Spring, has been suffering from a remarkable drop in tourism. So you'll often find when you're going to points around the world, if you fly on Egypt Air through Cairo, it's much, much cheaper than flying most airlines. In fact, on Monday, it just announced a major discount program to try and get more people to fly on the airline. The fact that it's state-owned and it's a so-called flag carrier, which means it's the state's main airline, means that its performance it doesn't endanger it as an airline. But obviously, the combination of it being Egypt, where people are not going all that much, and a couple of problems in the last few months means that it will suffer more.
Yeah. Well, we'll keep an eye on that. But meanwhile, Malaysia Airlines just posted its first profit this month. It had a restructuring last year. This was, of course, the airline that lost two flights, Flight 370, which disappeared, Flight 17, which was shot down over Ukraine, it's thought by Russian-backed fighters.
Yeah.
Why do you think Malaysia Airlines was able to move on as it did?
Well, partially it's got to do with sort of the flow of where travel is in the world. Because the airline business is so hard, what we saw through the course of the 90s and into the 2000s was a lot of consolidation and a lot of disappearance of smaller airlines. So in many cases, there are a lot of people who use these hubs, Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia in particular, as one. And as a result, these airlines do have a base stock of travelers. It's the same thing with Egypt Air. Cairo remains a major hub for travel around the world. So most of it is people going through that hub to other places.
That's business journalist Ali Velshi. His thoughts on the loss of Egypt Air Flight 804. Of course, the most important thoughts are of the 66 lives presumed to be lost. Ali, thank you.
My pleasure.